The 16,000 members of the Episcopal Diocese of Michigan are getting a new leader, elected earlier this month. And by next February, she will be invested as the 11th bishop of the diocese that is older than the state of Michigan by 1 year. Here with us now is the Reverend Dr. Bonnie Perry, the newly elected bishop for the Episcopal Diocese of Michigan. We want to welcome a history maker. This diocese dates back to 1836. You are the first woman and first member of the LGBT community to become its bishop. Indeed, the first gay woman priest to lead an Episcopal diocese in this country. What does this mean to you and to your church?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for the welcome.
Yes.
I think what it means is the Diocese of Michigan has long been a leader in issues of justice and inclusion. And my predecessor, Bishop Wendell Gibbs, has been an amazing supporter and proponent of LGBT inclusion and supporter of women and just working for all issues of justice. His predecessor, Stuart Woods, was the same way, and his predecessor, Coleman McGee, was also someone who supported and was on the forefront of all of these issues. So I think, Cynthia, I am blessed by this diocese's DNA for inclusion and justice.
You're going to be the spiritual leader of 95 congregations in Southeast Michigan. What's on your agenda for the church here?
Wow. Well, first, I don't know what I don't know. So I really am going to be spending a great deal of time listening to the wisdom of the people who have long served these congregations and find out what their hopes are, what they're yearning and longing to do, and then create our vision as we live out gospel values going forward. But all of that has to happen in conjunction
from Michigan
with
Radio.
The folks who are already in Michigan, not someone who's just come over the border from Chicago.
And the Episcopal Diocese of Michigan, like so many other denominations, has seen membership shrinking. Statistics show the number of baptized members dropped 46% from 2000 up till now. Why do you think that that's happening, not just in the Episcopal Church, but others?
Yeah, it really is. It's certainly a concern. And what I know is that here at All Saints, the congregation that I have served for the last 26 years, we started as a tiny place that was on the verge of closing when I came, and we're now one of the largest congregations in the diocese. Our average age is 38. We have tons of families with lots of kids, about a third LGBTQ. And what I know is that when congregations really focus on living out the gospel and stop worrying about whether or not we're going to survive, because Jesus didn't call us to set up an institution. It's a movement, and it's a movement to embody God's love for people. And so how we're reaching out to people and living out the values of inclusion and justice and equity, I think that makes a huge difference. And we've certainly seen that here at All Saints. And that is that's an experience that I will bring with me to our congregations in Michigan.
Because certainly it seems important that churches and denominations figure out how to reach young people who often don't feel organized religion is meaningful in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And good on them, right? We need to have congregations that are not talking about what we believe, but in fact embodying it. And I have found that when we do embody it, young people come. We started a community kitchen and food pantry here. And first day in Ash Wednesday 1992, we gave away two bags of food to the two people who came. It's now a not-for-profit that is very closely held by our congregation. We see 250 of our neighbors every Tuesday night for groceries and another 125 of our neighbors for family-style sit-down meal and groceries. On the average, we have 50 or 60 volunteers every week making it happen. About half are from the congregation, half are from folks in the neighborhood who want to do good. And the average volunteer, again, that age is about 35 or so. People want, all people, young and old, want to be involved in something bigger than ourselves, something that makes a difference. People want to do good. And I think when we in the church present tangible opportunities for folks to do that, people are drawn to us.
Reverend Perry, there are some more conservative members of the church who object to your appointment as their bishop because you are a gay woman. Some even talk of perhaps leaving the church. Talk to them.
You know, I'm, Cynthia, I'm the daughter of a Marine Lieutenant Colonel. My roots are conservative. I have spent much of my ministry bridging those chasms, bringing people together from different theological perspectives. And I know what it's like to be left out, to be excluded for theological beliefs. And I have vowed that I will never do that to anyone who has a different theological perspective than I do. So I plan on lots of conversation, lots of prayer. If those congregations desire something that is called a delegated Episcopal pastoral oversight, and so another bishop comes in on a temporary basis to care for them, to make sure those faithful parishioners receive sacraments, then we'll do that. Because you never create community by excluding people. That's a false choice, and I will do my best not to exclude anyone.
Let's say you and I are talking in 5, 10 years. What do you hope you'll be able to say about what the Episcopal Diocese of Michigan will look like and is doing?
Yeah, well, I'm not terribly good at telling fortunes. And I am convinced that as we live out Jesus' call to love people, to care for people, to make tangible changes for folks who are facing injustices, then I think people then are drawn to that, just as people were in the first century when Christ's apostles first went out and preached about him. And so I think we're going to be growing. I think we're going to be a force for good to be reckoned with. And I'm super excited about doing that.
The Reverend Dr. Bonnie Perry, the newly elected bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Michigan. She will be invested next February. Thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside, and we look forward to further conversations.
Oh, Cynthia, thank you. I really appreciate being asked. You have a blessed day.